From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. April is a sure sign of spring in the Sunshine State and the best time to find ripe Florida blueberries. Patricio Munoz, University of Florida assistant professor, developed Florida's newest blueberry variety called the Sentinel in honor of Florida blueberry pioneer Alto Strawn. Munoz tells the Florida Farm Bureau the Sentinel provides farmers a new opportunity to produce during the best market window, and the sweet berry ranked high in university taste tests. Ranchers are keeping a wary eye on a proposed Colorado animal cruelty initiative. According to agrimarketing.com, animal welfare advocates are trying to get the Protect Animals from Unnecessary Suffering and Exploitation, or PAWS, initiative on the November 2022 ballot. Critics say the measure would ban artificial insemination and other commonly accepted veterinary practices, and would ban the slaughter of livestock younger than 5 years old. With title language approved, backers will now begin gathering the 125,000 necessary signatures to put Initiative 16 before voters. The Emergency Food Assistance Program, a federal nutrition program run by the USDA Food and Nutrition Service, has decided to expand TFAP to include a pre-sorted, pre-packaged fresh produce box. According to thepacker.com, the federal program helps supplement the diets of low-income Americans by providing them with emergency food assistance at no cost. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.